Listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
They say the sun and a shiny world. But there you some people.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, PSC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Land Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right.
Rip, I got you on the Monday, September 9th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. tonight. And, of course, like I told you, happy Monday. It is a good Monday. If you're a football fan, I think you should be happy. Win, lose, or draw. The best time of year is upon us. The NFL has returned. And we got plenty to talk about in the 5 o'clock hour. I just want to let you all know. It's a good Monday for me. Hopefully, it's a good Monday for you. And like I said, it is Monday, so we will be going to Abaco on the flip side of the break. Roscoe Thompson will be live with us. We'll be talking all things Abaco, and I'll be opening up the lines because we got lots to talk about as well. But got a little FYI for you because I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. And don't forget, if you have a Japanese import vehicle and are no longer able to listen to radio news, talk, and music content on Guardian Radio, then you got to get in contact with the Hit Spot. They're offering a $79.99 special, VAT included. That's for the band extender equipment and installation during the month of September. And remember, mention this ad. You heard it on Guardian Radio or on Talking Heads at the Hit Spot, and you're going to get that special $79.99, VAT including, all right, for your band extender equipment and installation. All right, so if your Japanese import vehicle, if your radio's on the kaputs, get to the Hit Spot. They're hooking you up. $79.95 covers everything. $79.99 covers everything. VAT included. Band extender equipment and installation. Month of September only. All right? So definitely want to check that out. All right. Now, if you want to become a talking head, if you want to chime in, if you want to parlay the parlay, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free, any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And like I said, coming in off the weekend, lots to talk about in addition to not only the sports, and you Dolphin fans, y'all crazy. 5 o'clock for y'all. Lots to talk about, including, all kinds of things making headlines on social media and making waves over the weekend. The headlines today. And speaking of the headlines, let's check them out right now.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
New arrivals in stock right now. And don't forget, the Fine Threads got that back-to-school special, back-to-college special, as a matter of fact, 40% off. All right, on selected items. So be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com, or pop on in both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those are locations available for you, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. All right, like I said, lots to talk about, tongues wagging all over the weekend. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. Stuff like this. Grand Bahama Port Power Company, Grand Bahama Power Company resorts to load shedding. Port says power supply should be stable by the end of the week. And I don't hear no noise out of New Providence until you get BPL to stop load shedding. You can't talk about nobody else load shedding. You just better play Mr. Miyagi in your glass house. Wax on, wax off, Daniel son. That's a, yeah. None of them should be doing it. We deserve better in New Providence. Other family islands deserve better. Grand Bahama deserve better. Lord Sheldon in 2024? Stop it. Mom of accident victims, hold your loved ones closer. My thoughts and prayers still go out to that family. My God. Right below it, man dies in traffic accident on West Bay Street. A man riding on a motorcycle died in a traffic accident on West Bay Street last night, police said. Was not wearing a helmet. Believed to be a teenager. Thoughts and prayers go out to their family as well. Very sad situation. No decision yet on Valley Boys seed money. And this, well, not this particular appointment, but a ton of appointments coming out. Alston named chair of BPL. The government has announced that Christina Alston will be the board, will head the board of Bahamas Power and Light, BPL. The announcement was contained in the list of the 139 government boards and committees. The Nassau Guardian previously reported that Alston was expected to chair the board of BPL. Dylan Sawyer will serve as deputy chair. So there you go. And that set tongues wagging as well, too. Lots to talk about. Boy, Texter, parking lot seems to be an issue in this country all over. Everybody's starting to hit me up on parking lot. Okay, I champion the cause of disabled drivers and disabled spots being taken. You know, all buck up, go, boo-boo the fool parking scenarios in some of these places, whoever designed them should be slapped. Because it just ain't working. It just ain't working. But I'll make a note of that text and I'll pass that along for you. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break. We're going to get down to Abaco. Roscoe Thompson will be live. We'll be talking all things Abaco. And, of course, whatever you guys want to chime in on. Slow down, text. I see you. I'll deal with it on the flip side of the break. The boys got you scratching your head, too. All right, you know. Plenty of scratching my head over that one. Over several. But it is what it is. The more things change, the more they stay the same here in the 242. You're listening to Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, September 9th edition continues right after this.
I've been feeling for your love so long. We can trace that in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Nassau, get ready for a night you simply won't want to miss. For the first time in over 40 years, experience an evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Go to TicketBoxEvents.com or go to the Nassau Cruise Port box office located in the Junkanoo Museum. Joining Eddie on stage, Fran Chung, Gino D, Ira Storr, and the Higher Level Band. An evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruise Port, Saturday, October 5th. Get your tickets now.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chickchawney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chickchawney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickchawneychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
They say it's something, and I say it for all. But I hear some people work. You never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Oh no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long, and I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire.
Rib, I got you on the Monday, September 9th edition of Talking Heads. And right now, as we get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And for everything back to school, if you're still getting back to school, it's all about John's Shoes. And for everything, you know, men, women, and children, casual, formal, athletic, they got it going on for you. All the accessories to go along with. And don't forget, they now got small home appliances going on for you, too. And cookware, all right? And chef works. Chefware as well, for all you chefs out there, as well as your chef clothing and your uniforms. You got your culinary, you know, products as well, too. So be sure to check out John's. They got a wide variety of everything going on, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. And ladies, don't forget, every Monday, new arrivals, all right? New arrivals, new fashions from John's, and new styles each and every Monday at both John's locations. All right, let's get on to Abaco. Roscoe, what is good, my brother?
Hey, Naughty. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, Abaco. I hope everybody's doing okay. Had a good weekend. How about them Dolphins?
Yes, boy. There you go, man. Best time of year back and really get it started. But listen, as much as I would love to, you know, expound on the Dolphins and the Cowboys winning.
No, we ain't here. I'll let you talk.
I got to.
Football and that at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I got to get right to the cut, you know, right to the chase. Go ahead.
Before you get, I just want to. And I want to take this opportunity because on September 19th, we have the Bahamas Business Outlook that's over here in Abaco that will be, you know, coming on the 19th. And, of course, that's my grandmother's birthday. She turns 100, Lady Knowles. But I just wanted to make that aware because Daphne is also online with us today. She'll be a moderator. I'll be one of the panelists along with Manny Alexio, a couple others, Silver Mills, and they have a good lineup. But I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out and remind people that, you know, on the 19th, we have the Bahamas Business Outlook over here at the Great Abaco Beach. And it gives an opportunity for people to come listen, express concerns, you know, and ask questions. So with that being said, let's get into the Abaco Report.
All right. Well, what's happening, Daphne? How are you? Hope all is well with you and yours. We got Daphne. Is she muted? Unmute yourself, Daphne. All right. Well, Roscoe, we'll talk until she gets chimed back in. But listen, I got a lot of questions coming up regarding Abaco.
Okay. I finally found my mute button.
Boy, you like to hit that mute button, man. I hope all is well with you and yours. Glad to have you on. I know you got I know
everything's good.
Okay, good to hear. I know you got the business outlook coming up on the 19th, but let's talk about a few things what's going on down there. Roscoe, am I still getting reports that we got that barge still on the reef down there?
Barge is still high and dry on the reef. And I don't know. That's the one thing that annoys me, and I'm going to say this, that annoys me. How long is it going to sit there before government takes action? Government could go in there and remove that barge and then just put a lien against the owners of it and, you know, get that money. The longer they wait, the more it's going to destroy the Falke and our reef there. But yes, it is still going. Even the oil spill, you know, all they did was dump sand there, clean it out. You know, they have yet to go down in there and rip it and go down into the bedrock. So, I mean, Norty, it's still the same old, same old. And, you know, you hear these politicians, you hear these people saying about this and that. And it's just, I sit here and I scratch my head, you know, and I'm like, what do we have to do as a country to move forward? Not just here in Abaco, but throughout the whole Bahamas.
So after standing up in the House of Assembly, the Minister for the Environment, Mr. Vaughan Miller, now nothing?
And
didn't he commit to saying he was going to have that taken care of? Now it's hit the back pages and nobody cares?
Well, isn't that what usually happens? I mean, it's that news for the time because it's something new, it's breaking.
And in retrospect, when I think about the barge, just to backtrack a second, that's still high and dry. I'm understanding that there was diesel that was leaked out of that barge when it ran up on aground onto the reef.
I know there was some oil leak. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's a tug that did have some oil leak out of it.
We've got that damage environmentally, plus you had the other diesel leak. You know what I mean? So, my God, nobody cares about rectifying that for Abaco?
No, I don't want to say nobody cares because you have Abaconians that do care and there are some activists that do care. But the problem is does the government care? Because
that's my question. Two sitting MPs for Abaco in the House right now, and mum's the word?
Well, mum's the word, but here's the question. You got these things that are happening, and mum's the word, not just with your MPs, but with your minister and the government in general. And that is the disheartening part about it. Is it because of a certain person that owns this oil company that they don't want to, you know, ruffle feathers, you know, because isn't he? I think he's also involved in the new BPL deal, you know, with Pike and them, right? If I'm not mistaken, is Folco and Sun Oil involved in that?
I mean, I guess I would be, you know. Affirmative,
so, I mean, that's my rant. And, Norty, that's the thing that continues. It's the same thing. You know, I know that we have some more pressing issues with Eleuthera and electricity and water and, you know, people
well,
being able
it's
to get
getting
that.
Bad in Eleuthera because now I got people reaching out to be contributors for Eleuthera.
Right. And I think that's that, you know, so I don't want to downplay Abaco and what's happening, but I know we have issues that are affecting the Bahamas in many other areas.
But Roscoe, the Bahamas is not just New Providence. It is Grand Bahama. It is Abaco. It is Eleuthera. It is Exuma. It is Ragged Island, Crooked. It's the whole archipelago.
And it's and that's why I brought it up. Even Grand Bahama, you know, I mean, it's just things like that. And where is the government in all this? You know, quit talking. Let's see some action, you know? I will say this, and then I'll let Daphne chime in. But, you know, here in Abaca, we have some of our subdivisions like Government Sub that needs road work, Central Pines that needs road work. You know, there's a lot of areas that are in pretty bad shape. Even in a 4x4, you go across some of these holes, you're scared that you're going to leave your tire in a hole. You know, local government now has to step up and go temporarily fix these with P-Rock and Quarry so people can now drive along and, you know.
No, that's only the quick fix. That's not the long-term solution.
It's not the long-term solution, but, you know, it's something that's dear to my heart because it's these are our residents. These are our people. These are where, you know, we're trying to get back to where we were pre-Dorian.
Oh, boy. I mean, this show going into its third year, and wow.
Well, that should say, if anybody has any questions, my thing is, 3 years under this administration, and we're really no better off than what we were.
Two steps forward, four steps back. All right. Correct. We want Daphne to chime in, but I got a couple of calls here, so let's get to them real quick, and then we'll pick up the conversation. All right, let's get to the first call. Talking Heads.
I'm pleasant. Good evening, my brother.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky? Now behave yourself. You and I talked off air. You know the rules. Our engagement, our engage. Go ahead.
Hold on a second. 1 second. I just want to ask a question. Live show, open line. What am I limited to ask?
Just ask whatever you want. Just don't run out. Don't play cute. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
Okay. You're
a ratchet jaw. Let's go. Hurry
right
up.
Now, we got one of the biggest things in this country when it comes down to the culture of this country, Chaukanu. I read on Kudu right so far?
Right. Just make it quick. Go ahead.
Hold on. See, when other people call in, like Seattle, they can run all day. Nobody
Sparky, it's Abaco Monday. You want to talk Valley? Go ahead. Let's go.
No, listen to what I'm saying, Naughty. We have something going on. The culture of this country caught up with this thing with the Valley Boys and all this thing. Going to courts, going to the minister, going to the attorney general. We have never heard this before in the history of the Bahamas. Never in your life, never in my life. One juggalo group supposedly split in two because two people want to be leader. They get meetings together, meeting with the minister. 2 hours yesterday in Bahama with Sandy Sands, there comes no resolution. They got to have another meeting, and then they make a decision by Tuesday whether this juggalo group or the next juggalo go there. Whether the juggalo group belong to the Cooper family or the Valley Boys family. Now I'm trying to find out. I was there from the beginning. The Valley Boys does not belong to the Cooper family. The Valley Boys belong to me, to all those people who've been rushing there for all these years, 66 years, taking that Valley Boys group to Bay Street. And most of the times, all these guys who stand up in them shock. Night after night, the only thing they get at the end of the day is maybe some Kentucky and some bears, while they could never find out who the people is who running the money. And then you got this special group who don't even want to have no election to find out, okay, now I can call this. You got Michael Foster, you got Brian Landry, you got Trevor Davis.
Yeah, but as long as it's before the court, you can't call all kind of names.
The group want to know. Can we just have an election, decide who we want to be the leader? Because Gus Cooper was leader for life, but Gus Cooper passed away. So now we need a leader, we need a chairman, whatever it is. But this special group cannot control the Valley Boys for the rest of their life. While all these people, like I say, at the end of the day, put their money in their pocket and go around all these places, buy tricks and beads and everything and sell it, and spend thousands of dollars to go to Bay Street to try to beat the Saxons. And at the end of the day, all they get is some Kentucky and some Kalik, while the other people who's supposed to be leading take the money.
Well, listen, Sparky, ain't nothing wrong with the Kentucky portion of that. Ain't nothing wrong with the KFC. Let's get back to the other call. Talking Ed.
Sorry.
Yes.
See, you know that conversation, right?
Uh-huh.
How does that stand in light of what's happening in Abaco?
That's what I'm trying to get to right back to right now. But before Sparky say, you know, I don't give him an opportunity to chime in and blah, 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 blah. There we go.
But at least with Junkanoo, you know, those guys get a chance to own something, right? But that situation, Namako, right? I think, you know, for...
Which situation? There's so many. There's still even going on.
There is one particular situation. I think it involved about 700 to 1,000 work permits that are renewed on an annual basis, right?
And for which entity is that are you referring?
Anyway.
No, I mean, you're going to call it and make that statement? I mean, you need to...
No. It's been there for a while now in terms of the amount of work permits that are renewed annually in Abaco.
It's a lot more than 1,000.
Okay.
But I'll let Roscoe and Daphne speak on it. Go ahead.
No. I'm just giving you my view, right? Because of that amount of work permits in that place, right? Most of those permits belong to persons who will never own anything in Abaco. Okay? So it takes away an economic base for anyone to start something in Abaco. And that's the main problem with Abaco. You know, if you have a workforce there that will never be a part of the economics, all they are there for is to work and consume. And you know, it kind of showed up in Dorian. You know, folks, they had no place to live because they didn't own anything. Okay? The issue, okay, ask Roscoe, right?
He's right here. You can ask him.
Ask Roscoe this question.
He's right here. You can ask
him. Okay. Okay. Roscoe.
Hey.
Is the underlying issue in Abaco is the fact that certain people can't own anything in Abaco?
Yes, in regards to the legal migration, which yes. I don't have a problem with if you're coming in for legally and doing it, but the illegal migration that is happening here, what's going on, yes, there are a lot of illegals that can't own, but there is also a lot of Bahamians.
But the flip side,
can't get a piece of that pie either.
Hey, but the flip side, too, is that even if you are in there legally and you don't have access to, you know, capital and land and stuff like that, you are there at a distinct disadvantage. You know?
Correct. You are.
Okay? And, you know, I'll be listening.
All right, caller. Thanks, man. Good stuff. We appreciate you chiming in. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. All right, well, call us back, caller. So Roscoe and Daphne, want to allow, you know, comment on what the last caller had to say in regards to that or any other, you know, issues that we mentioned previously still going on in Abaco?
I've spoken enough. I'm going to let Daphne chime in. The only thing I'm going to say is just remember, no matter in the Bahamas, one thing that we do need is we do need legal migration because we do need that workforce. We cannot find that workforce here in Abaco just amongst Bahamians. So in regards to the legal migration and doing things the right way, and doing that, I have no issue because that happens in the U.S. and any other country. So now what I don't like and what I don't agree with is that them still being allowed to build on the farm in certain areas, the debris still hasn't been cleaned up from the other knockdown. You know, those are things that might concern. But when it comes to the legal side of it, and Daphne could speak a little more on that in that regards, but I'm going to allow her to chime in and take control of this moving forward.
Hey, thank you, Roscoe, for leaving me with that. But I would say, yes, we need legal migration. We need a workforce, and we need legal migration. We need Bahamian migration as well, not just, you know, from out of the country. We need a workforce. Again, we need housing to manage and to provide, you know, somewhere for people to live. Now, they cannot just go and build in the bush because we're not allowed to go build in the bush. And that's something that needs to come along with legal migration, is where people are going to live, what housing is, you know, what attractions are there going to be for government to bring people in to build houses. I mean, I feel like a broken record always talking about this. Just like Roscoe feels like a broken record talking about the Sun Oil thing and the oil spill and the barge on the reef. I do want to go back to the Abaco outlook that's coming up on the 19th. One of the things that I requested when counselors, you know, asked for the chamber's participation with this year's outlook was that we have open panels. I am quite honestly tired of hearing people come in and talk to us. They need to come in and listen to us, not just talk to us, because talk is cheap and we need action. And so I'm happy to say that this outlook is going to be a little bit different. We have three panels set up, and the attendees, this is an opportunity for people living in Abaco to speak their mind, pose questions, and give their opinions on what is happening and what people are presenting. So don't miss the opportunity to come out. We had a very good meeting with the Minister of Agriculture and his team. The director and all of his administration were here last week. And I was very happy to see the turnout from the fishers and farmers, and also very encouraged when I heard the steps that are being taken by this sitting minister and his administration to putting regulations in place to protect these industries. You know, in the fishing industry, there's a lot of illegal poaching. There's a lot of visitor arrivals that they pretend like they're on vacation, but they go back with boatloads of fish.
Yeah, and put it all over YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah, so, you know, the administration is looking at that. They see all those posts, and they're following them as well. The people are going to be prosecuted. They are going to be made examples of. And we are getting more boats in the water that can police this. So it's encouraging that this minister seems very aggressive. You know, we have a young team, which is what we need. We need young people in administration. We don't need the old farts doing the same old thing and getting nowhere. So that was very encouraging. And on the land, you know, for the farmers, again, we were advocating for land tenure so that we can attract a younger farmer in. This is an industry where we still have too many of us old folks, not enough young people. But according to BAMSI, they seem to be sending off and getting a lot more graduates in the farming industry, moving with a little bit more modern technology. And, you know, the only thing left is for the government to figure out how they can build in land tenure, ownership of the land that you farm after you've met certain requirements. Because people need security, some kind of security, when a hurricane comes out or when the the cows or the wild boar or, you know, trampled
farm. Speaking of, just let me interject. Daphne Roscoe, any information on the trusses and the trusses? Can we trust the trusses or what's going on? I'm trying to figure out if that's the dude who did the trust on the schools, if they sent him to Abaco to do the trust on the shelter.
Roscoe, do you have anything more on that?
No, I have not heard anything recently. I do know that he will. What I gathered and what I've heard is that the trusses were up there. They just were not put there permanently at that point. You
they
know,
they wasn't trustworthy.
No, I don't want to say trust, but you know when you put
been,
a trust
they
up,
been,
you put a bunch of trusses.
They hadn't been permanently secured.
They were just tacked up there, and we had a big gust of wind. So in regards to that, I do think they will rectify that, the company, and get that straight. I just, my concern with that whole project was how it went from $1.8 million to almost $5 million.
Yeah,
you know?
Still trying to figure that portion out.
It actually downsized. The original plan was told up to 800 people. This, I think now, the size of this one, you might get 300, 400 people. So when you think about it, as Abaco for Hurricane, that many, you have Silbert's Church, which Friendship Tabernacle, Central Abaco Primary, Patrick J. Bethel can be used, Spring City Community Center, Murphytown Community Center. That's just here in Central Abaco in that regards. And you're talking of a population between Marsh Harbor and Spring City, Dundas and Murphytown. You're probably looking at, I would say, 8 to 10,000 people.
Yeah, Roscoe, that's very well and good. That's your main concern, right? But my concern, I'm sorry, is that Abaco Construction companies are not getting in on these bids.
I agree with you.
We need Abaco people to be employed to do Abaco projects, even if they can't run the whole thing, which I'm sure they can. They need to collaborate with
Daphne. I agree.
Government needs to stop overlooking Abaco and just shoving anything, pushing everything our way, but doing it their way.
I agree. As Naughty would say, family, friends, and cronies, that needs to stop. You know, you have a company that was formed in 2021. I'm not knocking them. I'm not saying, but I do agree with you. You have construction companies that are capable of doing that work. You have Newbold Construction. You have FES. You have Out Island Construction. There are a lot of construction companies, that's just to name three, that are here that were or are capable of doing something of this magnitude.
And I guarantee you they didn't even get a chance to put in a bid.
But then again, here it comes back, and I will knock Fred Mitchell on this because he's always talking about we don't need the procurement and we don't need the freedom of information and we don't need this. Yes, we do. Because then this will stop them and whoever is in power from giving it to their friends or their friends, families, or cronies. You know, I hate to say it like that, but that it dumbfounds me that this administration is not pushing for this to happen. So, Daphne, I do agree with you. It is sad to still see that Abaco companies and Abaco businesses are not getting the contracts over here that are capable of doing the work.
But I mean, first and foremost, you need the right companies involved. And I agree that like Daphne's point, you need a company based in Abaco that knows the landscape, that knows that's in the market. Also need to get it finished because at some point, I don't know if this administration or if NEMA has decided to tell them, but you have a lot of storms lining up. And I'm not saying all coming our way, but God forbid one does. We don't have a secured shelter for Abaco.
Yeah, no, God forbid it comes to Nassau.
Amen.
What you guys doing in Nassau? Anybody thought about that?
No, Daphne, that's a very good point. Nobody seems
so where y'all going? Everybody cutting down the hills. Y'all don't even have a hill to go climb up on. And they're cutting down the hills in Abaco, so where are we going?
Right, and that's and I agree, Daphne. That's why I say, you know, I even brought that up when we had our NEMA workshop in Nassau. I said to him, I said, let's say that a hurricane hits, a Category 5 hits Nassau. Do y'all have a satellite office, per se, of Grand Bahama or Abaco that you can run your NEMA management or the new DRA management, you know, including NEMA from? I mean, do they? No, they don't. Because
yeah,
it was
I mean,
said,
the responsible thing, you're right, Roscoe, the responsible thing for the government to do would be to have, and again, I go back to decentralization of government. We have everything in one pot. You know, okay, Nassau's a protected island. We've lucked out for years. But hey, global warming is real. Our luck is going to run out one of these days. And we need to think about, are we having all the information that we need stored in the cloud? Do we have satellite government agencies set up on key islands? Yeah, Grand Bahama and Abaco, Lutra. That's basically it, you know. Are they thinking about these things? Or are we just going to wait until, excuse the expression, shit hits the fan, and we're going to scramble and figure out, like Minnis had to do, oh, what do we do now? We weren't prepared for this. We didn't have any playbook written for a Dorian.
All right. Now Daphne, you all right with me, but if I could call me, I got to tell him it's you, okay?
I don't care what you
tell me. I let you know now. And that ain't snitching. That's just being up front.
No,
but I understand your passion, and I understand your frustration. Go ahead, Roscoe.
No, but you touched on IRCA. I mean, come on. Anyway, I don't even want to go with some of these boards, because a lot of these former radio hosts and advocates that we had speaking out for the Bahamas were all bought off and given positions throughout, you know, it's a nation for sale, or, you know, and that's really discouraging, you know, and then they get in there and then they're at the beck and call and defending the government on every decision, you know, come on.
Yeah, let's not even touch on boards, because, you know, that's a touchy subject right now.
No, I mean, I mean, what's your take on the boards, though? I was going to bring that up.
Huh?
I was going to bring that up. What's your take on all these board appointments, the 139?
Well, the thing about it is, it's not the number of people who are on these boards or the number of boards we have. What are they doing? What are the qualifications for getting on a board? Do they even have the knowledge to advise the board or understand what's being presented to the board? I mean, do we have any criteria for this? Or is it, again, just, you know,
family, friends, and friends. Yep.
The three Fs. Failure, yep. Failure, and failure.
No, but I mean, I can be honest with you. I mean, what I'm getting, and not just from New Providence, but the Family Islands as well, is that there are a lot of people just disenfranchised. They're tired. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's more of the same old, same old. A lot of talks, a lot of big plans, a lot of borrowing, $55 million most recently for, you know, an airport. But I want to see it done. I want to see it completed. I want to see the press conference saying, see, look, it's done. It's completed. Look how beautiful this is. And I was going to service the Bahamas. Not take a picture of a shovel in the ground. It's coming. We sign the heads up. But it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And it never comes, because tomorrow never comes.
Well, you know, and that's one thing that I always, you know, even though me and Ms. Ingram always, we had a little disagreement on some things. You can see and touch what that man did. You can see the government complex, the government clinic. And I shouldn't even say the government clinic. I should say a government clinic / mini hospital, because we have the capability for that to be a mini hospital. We have the operating theater. We have two operating theaters. We have a 10-bedroom maternity ward. Why are we not utilizing this? You know, a couple weeks ago, I had a son that was in a car accident that flipped over three times. He had to be flown into Nassau to get CAT scans and spend a night at Doctor's Hospital, you know, because we lack the inefficient, we lack that type of equipment or the staff over here to address that. It should not be happening on these major populated islands, you know? And that's why I say, when I look at what's going on, I like to see and touch and feel what was done. When I go into Nassau, Norty, and I look at the roadworks that caused Ingram the 2012 general election, the people today praise that man for his vision of what he did.
They got hindsight on that one.
Right. They got hindsight, because if it wasn't the way it is now, think of the problems you would have in Nassau. Nassau would be... We have a lot of issues here in Abaco with our roads right now, from north to south to each of the settlements, Marsh Harbor, Dundas, Murphytown, going up to Treasure Key, going up to to Crown Haven, and going as far as Sandy Point. You know, those have not been redone. The only section of road that I could say was redone that I know was the section from the roundabout to Spring City Lane, past Spring City to Snake Key, was done under Minnis and Desmond Bannister when they first came into office. But those roads have not been done. Marsh Harbor's central area has not been done. I think the PLP did it back in 2000, but our main road, highway roads, have not been done since Ingram. And I think that was back in 97 or 90, somewhere. It was a long time ago. So here again, we get back to that. And Daphne always says it, and I agree with her so much on this. Abaco generates and puts so much back into the treasury. But when it comes time to get our fair share, and don't get me wrong, Bahamians, I understand we have other islands to take care of. But don't you think that X, Y, and Z should be earmarked for Abaco because of what they put into the treasury? Jeremy Sweeting, the chief counselor for Hope Town, back in the day, 15 years ago, they put a deal with real property tax and to collect property tax from the foreigners and second homeowners, and they would get a percentage of it. They have yet to receive a percentage of that. So here you go, wanting all this, but you're not willing to give back? Come on.
Well, listen, I appreciate both of you chiming in, but as you can see, Mr. Producer, give me the high sign. I got to get to the break, but we got to do it again next Monday. Go ahead, Roscoe.
For Daphne, and I know we said this last week. I know next week might be kind of hectic, but I would like to arrange to where we can have, maybe I'm not on the show one week, but Daphne comes on with some of the farmers and some of the fishermen.
Perfect. That sounds like a plan to me. I've been wanting to talk to them for a minute. So, Daphne, you arrange that on your end, and we'll coordinate and make it happen on this end.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, so we'll see you next Monday. Roscoe, I appreciate you. Daphne, I appreciate you. And I'm going to do it again next Monday. Talk to both of you next Monday. And we're going to let the Nappy Roots take us to the break, because, you know, a lot of sick and tired of being sick and tired hearing the same old, same old.
Got that right.
Got that right. Thank you.
I'm sick and tired of being criticized. I'm sick and tired of barely getting by. I'm sick and tired of not living right. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of being pushed aside. I'm sick and tired of calling folks for rides. Sick and tired of this penny life.
Oh, Lord.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumors to world-class neurology care. For the day to day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Imagine getting full flavor without your wallet judging you. To a newer, crunchier level with our new KFC Snack Box, packed with one piece of juicy fried chicken, crispy fries, and a buttery biscuit, all for just $5.35. Take a break and snack responsibly with a delicious, affordable KFC snack box. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hive to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
The Romas, are you ready? Keep the vibe alive, music group, along with Alpha Sounds presents the best of the best, Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded. This is the biggest one-day all-Bahamian concert of the year. Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby, Mama D, Fine Sean, Shine 242, The Falcons, and more. Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground. Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com or both Beauty Shack locations. General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Sky Pods also available. For more info, call 394-0819 or email keepthevibealive242 at gmail.com. Experience the magic once again with more legends for one night only. Come party with us November 2nd at Best of the Best. Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuba Willie Bagachu, with my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today is Monday. I got the three balls for you, the tres pelotas. 7-8-3-7-8-3. That's your three ball for today. Play and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenty Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenty Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenty Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenty Plan, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's and I say
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Dorcas Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
To sing my song, I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire.
Back at you on the Monday, September 9th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. Pearly will be along shortly. He is in a meeting. He called me already, so this meeting is running over, Naughty. I will be there. I have lots to talk about as soon as I can get there. I will. So Pearly will chime in short order. But however, before I get into sports, very sad news. Just finding out that renowned, legendary actor James Earl Jones, storied actor who voiced Darth Vader and Mufasa in The Lion King, just to name a few, has passed away. This according to Rolling Stone magazine. And like I said, he died at his home in Dutchess County, New York, with his family surrounding him. The actors, representatives at Independent Artist Group confirmed to Rolling Stone no cause of death was given. But like I said, 93. God bless him. May God bless his soul. May he rest in peace. And I thank you for all the work. All the work. It's just a ton. His body of work is immense. So I know a lot of fans out there, it'll hit home, and it did with me when I saw it, so that's why I shared it with you. Now, before I get into the sports, let's get to the phone line. Talking Heads.
How about them Cowboys, Nutty?
How about them Cowboys, St. Pete? What's going on, my brother?
None more. None yet. Hey, but,
and you know something, Friday when I walked out of work, I said, boy, we ain't heard from St. Pete in a minute. I hope he ain't in another ditch in a brand new car.
Oh, no, boy. Look at that. Doc earned
that money yesterday is correct, man. And CeeDee Lamb did his thing. The defense did their thing. I think Mike Zimmer designed a great game plan. And Cowboys look good in all three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams.
Zeke even look good. He look fresh, you know what I'm saying? No,
Zeke still look old now. 10 carries, 40 yards, 4.0 yards a carry. Let's keep it in perspective.
Hey, Polly, I know that first time Pearly was threatened with the Dolphins.
No, Pearly ain't here yet. He'll be here shortly.
Okay.
Yeah, but they were sweating, though. They was in there, you know, on the ball with the tidy ball, man, past halftime. They were scared. They was nervous.
Yeah, my son, he's a Giants fan. They get their ass spanked.
Yeah, they got spanked.
Yeah, we got the Saints next. We got home, so, you know. Yeah, I lose our home opener, man.
Yeah, man. Well, good day up from you, man. We going to take care of the Saints, man. On Sunday. I ain't worried about that at all.
All right, man. Y'all be safe.
You too, brother. Be talking sports all the way home. So enjoy the ride on that bridge in Tampa, my brother. Boy, this party mod Monday, boy. I tell you. It's football season. Everybody fired up. Talking heads.
Hey, Nordy.
Hey, what's going on?
Let me ask you, yesterday wasn't a record day in football?
No, it was just opening day.
No, but I never saw so many games, and at least that was yesterday. It looked like just about all the games ended on a field goal kick.
A lot did go down to the wire, and some weren't even close. But yeah, some you did have some good endings.
Everyone I saw yesterday went down to the final game. But a field goal, kick, you know?
Sparky, you sure you wasn't bus up on brown bottles and was just watching the same game over and over and over and over and over again? Let's get to the next phone line. Talking Ants.
What you saying, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Bertram? Everything cool? Don't bust no corn.
Bertram, now you're changing the name.
Sorry.
Brayman,
my bad.
No problem.
I just got off the phone with Sparky, man. Sorry about that, Brayman.
No problem, man. No problem. Hey. Man, hey, we got to get some police on the force. We're going to start working for me, man.
For you?
Yeah, man, they're joking. They say, I tired calling them, going to them, signing for police assistance, and still not getting anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
So what happened now, Brayman?
They got my yard filled with garbage. These just a bunch of nasty people around here. And the government not doing it. The government need to give them some place to live so they could get off my property.
All right, Brayman. You know what? You need to breathe. You don't need to bust no corn. And again, you got to keep agitating. I understand your situation. I understand your plight. But you got to do due process. And you right there close to the headquarters. Go to the headquarters and let them know you need assistance. You're going through the complaints unit. It's not happening. You're calling into certain stations. It's not happening. You need assistance. Now, let's get into today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth a trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let me tell you, they got one wicked tuna and grits down there, you know. My God, that's off the chain. In addition to the boil, the stew boil, the stew conch. Yeah, man. And you got a full American fare, too, for the breakfast. Yeah, you definitely got to check it out. All right, on this day, September 9th, 1898, in Omaha. And this is in Omaha, New England. Tommy Fleming of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, won the first log rolling championship. 1950, Sal Magley of the New York Giants pitched a fourth consecutive shutout. Only four other pitchers in the National League had ever accomplished that feat. 1965, Sandy Koufax of the Los Angeles Dodgers pitched the eighth perfect game in Major League Baseball history. 1971, Gordie Howe of the Detroit Red Wings retired from the National Hockey League. 1979, Tracy Austin at 16 became the youngest player to win the U.S. Open women's tennis title. 1984, Walter Payton of the Chicago Bears broke Jim Brown's combined yardage record when he reached 15,517 yards. 1987, Nolan Ryan of the Houston Astros got his 4,500th strikeout. 1992, Robin Yount became the 17th Major League Baseball player to reach 3,000 hits. 1994, Los Angeles prosecutors announced that they would not seek the death penalty against O.J. Simpson. 1998, the New York Yankees officially clinched the American League East title. It was the earliest in AL history. The Yankees ended the season 20 and a half games ahead of the second-place Boston Red Sox. 2001, Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants hit 3 home runs to give him 63 for the season. And sports quote of the day, encouraged the 48-hour virus. Frank Robinson, former Cleveland Indians manager. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, let's slide into the local home court scene, the local scene, the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, it's all about the King Meal. $5.50, choose your favorite of the Chicken Big King Jr. or, you know, the Chicken Big King Jr. or the Big King Jr. And yeah, that comes along with the 6-piece nuggets, the fries, the soft drink, only for $5.50, VAT included. So the King's Meal is definitely the deal at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. Let's check out the local home court scene. And boy, I tell you, they got to talk to me. I was looking for it in the wrong place. But nonetheless, like I said, it's good to keep an eye out on the local home squad, you know, the local scene. A lot of the leagues, you know, getting back into swing. Registration open now for baseball as well, JBLN and Freedom Farm. Jones and Liberty win third straight. Bahamian women's professional basketball player Jonquel Jones and the New York Liberty won their third straight game on Sunday and have clinched home court advantage in at least the first round of the playoffs. The Liberty knocked off the Las Vegas Aces 75-71 at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York on Sunday, completing the regular season sweep of the two-time defending Women's National Basketball Association champions. With the win, the Liberty improved their league-leading win-loss record to 29-6 on the season, 3 games ahead of the Minnesota Lynx for the top overall seed going into the playoffs. That team is loaded too, by the way. Bahamas Governmental Departmental Basketball Association playoffs heats up. And there's an exciting series of matchups over the weekend at the D.W. Davis Gym. In the featured contest on Friday, the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services challengers narrowly got past the Bamboo Shack Patrollers 74-73. This game was intense throughout, with both teams displaying skill and determination. The challengers managed to secure the win in the final moments. Rashawn Minnis was the leading scorer for the game with 17 points. And the series is now tied 1-1. Excuse me. And in the last game on Friday night, the Nassau Flight Services Ballers defeated the Real Deal Rangers 70-56. The Ballers showcased a dominant performance, effectively controlling the pace of the game and executing their plays. Leading all scorers in the game was Craig Smith Jr. in a losing effort. He had 19. Deontay Tinker scored 16 points for the Ballers, and the series is now tied 1-1. And that's a wrap right there on your local home court, on the local scene. That is a wrap on the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Yo.
St. Petersburg, how about those Dolphins? The Miami Dolphins.
Muff, Muff, for God's sake, Muff.
Hey, look here.
Muff, you and I both know.
How come you don't play the song, man?
Because that's total trash, and you'll never hear it on my show. It's garbage, just like your football team. Let me let you know something, Muff. You and Pearly were singing with the Tidy Bowl, man, up until the fourth quarter. You all didn't pop out until it was 17-17 and the field goal was lined up.
You and St. Petersburg, you all in line. We looked bad in the first quarter, though.
Yeah, you all was ducking out. I know how you go. You was in the cupboard with the Jack Daniels. Like you was having a cocktail.
Yeah, that's the rust. That's the rust, though. You see how we come out the second quarter, though. And our defense win that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. The defense, you got something in that little defense of yours, and you got something in that kicker. Saw his 8 for 8 on game-winning field goal attempts.
Hey, because if Eddie in the score, boy, that would be in it. Well, we had to punch that ball out.
I figured Jacksonville was going to give you a game, but I didn't think they was going to carry you to the wall, man. For a play here or there, you're supposed to be 0-1. But, hey, a win is a win in the NFL.
0-1? When we beat the Bills, Stacy, now, we could be leading in our division, and we got the best record.
Mind you, that's the Bills, and you all know how you all go against the Bills, man. You all know how you all go against the Bills.
Yeah, we got them. We beat them before last year. Our first game of the season last year, we beat them. We beat them last the first game.
All right, I leaning toward picking you all, and you all playing home, right?
Yeah, we home. We still home Thursday night.
That means y'all got to play them in the cold later on in the year. Careful of that game.
Later on in the year, yeah. But Naughty, your boy look like he weighed $60 million, though. He look good.
The team look good. Offense, defense, special teams.
He showed Jerry. He ain't spending that $60 million a year too bad, though.
Well, my boy is the cheap one. He only weighed $136 million. Doc is all right with me, but I still got issues with Doc sometimes when doctors do fool in the playoffs.
Yeah. And he signed just before the game, yes, sir.
But that's good. Hey, that's good stuff, man.
CD look good for that $80 million a year, too.
Him and CD, we got it going on with them, too. And then we get Micah next year. We'll probably ink Micah the long term. And now we got to go look for a running back, though, for God's sake. Listen, what Jeffrey Wilson saying? Y'all ain't doing nothing with Jeffrey, man. Let's get Jeff Wilson, man.
No, sir. But Jalen White, right? I saw he was roster. I saw he was injured, boy, because he came on bad in the preseason. Yeah.
Yeah, but y'all like him, so y'all may as well free up on Jeff Wilson, man. Let us get Jeff Wilson. We need Jeffrey, man.
But y'all got the type of money y'all could get him. Hey, that Lions game was crazy last night, too, boy. Gone in overtime. That was crazy, too, boy.
That was a crazy game, too. I look at the whole opening of the NFL season, and three teams jump out to me that really impressed me. Kansas City on the opening Thursday.
I agree.
Dallas, my Cowboys against the Browns in all three phases of the game.
Yeah, but the Browns ain't nobody, but y'all look good.
No, you can't say they're nobody when they was a playoff team last year, had 11 wins. I mean, you can't, they're the number one defense. You can't do that.
Yeah, and the quarterback, he's a good running quarterback, Watson.
Watson is finished, though. I don't know. That ain't the same Watson the Texans traded, boy. That's a different dude.
Dying to see him on in Houston time.
And then Detroit, too. They showed me a lot of moxie, too, coming back, you know, in that game a couple of times. The Rams impressed me in their own right, too. They're going to be dangerous. Right.
That's why I say we didn't look lousy in the first quarter. After all them teams, would you say how they play? We didn't look ready in the first quarter. But they look ready.
It's week one, though, bro. It's week one.
Yeah, but let me say this. Let me say this before I go. That our white boy cop would lock up here, Harry Hill, and had him on the ground like him. Stop hating, dog. That's because a black man running a Ferrari and got on a President and Rolex. Dying mainly steal it.
Well,
I'm glad they fire you.
All right.
They need to fire you.
Well, Muff.
Yeah, all right, then. We can link, man.
I'm glad you brought that up. I can put it into the context for the listeners right now. Thanks for calling, bro. Appreciate it. With that being said, though, good segue, Muff. I appreciate it. Tyreek Hill, Miami Dolphins All-Pro wide receiver, arrested. Well, not arrested, but almost arrested. Detained prior to the game. Cuffed, laid down on the hot asphalt as he drove his Lamborghini to the stadium. Here's how it went down yesterday in South Florida prior to the Dolphins and the Jacksonville Jaguars game out there at Hard Rock.
Wide receiver Tyreek Hill, who was taken into custody for allegedly speeding on the way to Hard Rock Stadium. Video shows officers pinning Hill on the pavement as he is being cuffed. This comes after a verbal altercation occurred, sources told ESPN. Hill did end up playing and scored in the Dolphins' win against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The director of the Miami-Dade Police Department says one of the officers involved was placed under administrative leave as they continue to investigate.
And here's Tyreek Hill post-game. As you know, he scored a touchdown yesterday. He went off, scored the touchdown. He and Jalen Waddle and a couple of others, they did, you know what they did. They did the whole handcuff scene played out in the end zone. So if you wonder why that played out when he scored, that's for context right there. Prior to the game, got pulled over in his Ferrari, not Lamborghini. I apologize. Boy, look here. Dolphin fans could like mine when they're ready, boy. They didn't even know what Tyreek would be driving. Yes, sir. Here's Tyreek Hill's comments post-game after the Dolphins' 2017 victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars in Hard Rock Stadium in relation to his being detained by police pregame.
Planning went into that touchdown celebration.
Don't, that was, hey, 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 I knew immediately, man. Like, J-Dub was like, hey, Rick, you get in that end zone today, show your tail, show your tail. And I do the rest. You feel me? So it was a planned celebration. Obviously, we had something else. Then all this happened this morning. So, hey, like they say, man, free my dog, Reed.
So much to do about nothing. I'm trying to get further, you know, context now if that officer was either suspended or fired. But like I said, unfortunate incident pregame, but it worked out all for the best in the long run. With the Dolphins winning 2017. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening? Mystery Dolphin, what's going on?
I don't know what Muff Collins singing Miami Dolphins at the first game of the season.
Now, before we get to that, right, Mystery?
Mm-hmm.
Could you just take a step back and didn't I tell you he was going to sign Doc? Didn't I tell you he was going to sign CD? Didn't I tell you Jerry was going to get it done?
Why don't you wait for me to give you your kudos?
Okay, because I know how you go sometimes, so I wanted to make sure. But go ahead, then, since it's Kudos Monday. Go ahead, my brother. Carry on smartly.
Wait for me to give you your kudos, man. What's going on with you? Relax yourself.
All right, Mystery.
You did tell me, you know, sweat there. When Jerry Jones get around to it, he can do it. You did say that. You and Pearly said that. Yes, sir. But look here. The Dallas Cowboys is too good for Dak Prescott, right? I might as well tell you that. The Dallas
Break
Cowboys,
down your theory for me, Spengali.
Listen to me, my friend. Listen to me. Where the Dallas Cowboys came from, Dak Prescott is not on that level to be the number one quarterback for that team. Get him out of there. Listen, you can see when crunch time reach again, all right? Dak ain't taking y'all nowhere. And Tua ain't taking the Dolphins, us, nowhere. Okay, those are the two quarterbacks I don't think deserve the level of attention that they're getting. All right? I don't like Tua for my Dolphins. Pearly knows this. If you listen, Pearly, you know that. And Naughty, you know that.
I know, okay? You don't like him.
All right. So that's just plain speaking. I believe we could do better if we go out and search for better. I mean, Tua get what? $240 million? What did he get? Or Doc got $240 million, right?
Doc got $240 million, $231 million guaranteed. CeeDee Lamb got $136 million, and I think it's $110 guaranteed.
Wow. Yeah, well, y'all had a lay down last night. Y'all win the game. Y'all had a lay down yesterday.
What you mean a lay down? We beat a good team, bro. Number one defense in the league last year we beat.
That's all right.
You look good in all three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all showed me something in the second half, though. Y'all got off the mat and punched people in the mouth and won the game at home like you should. I'm mad at you.
Yeah, but we have to play catch-up. I don't like that. We have a lot of power on that team. We have to play catch-up. Why? Because we have a lousy quarterback. Okay? Simple. He get that luck and throw that ball to Tyreek Hill. It's a lucky thing we have a good wide receiver like Tyreek Hill. You see? The Cougar. All right? That's how we got that. All right? But not because of Tua. No, sir. I'm not giving him no credit until he land up with the worst team in the league. Simple. All right?
All right, Mystery. Day, breathe. Musa, boy. What if Tua show up one day and you buck Tua face-to-face? Boy, I don't know how that could be. You might ask for autograph, eh? All right, let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. All right, you can call us back, man. You can definitely call us back if you want to. If you want to chime on in, remember phone lines are open 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free to anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. And listen, let me give you a little FYI, man. You know, I got to big up my crew at KFC Nassau, man. Those crunchy deals are off the chain. Yes, man. You got the snack box going on. You get the one piece of chicken, fries, and biscuit. $5.35 VAT included. And listen your way. Mr. Producer, you smell it around the corner here in Oaksfield when I was coming to work. The aroma. The KFC aroma. Oh, yeah, on the way home. Man, that could be just right. So, we're going to take this call real quick and then get to the break. Let's get this call and get to the break. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
What's happening, brother?
Congratulations, man.
Hey, Skiller, call me back right after the break so we can power out, because we right go into the break, and I definitely want to talk to you, so hit me right back. Well, just hold on, and I'm coming right back to you, all right?
I'll hold on.
All right. Callers, I see you, man. On the flip side of the break, I get the Skiller, and I get the other calls as well, as the Monday, September 9th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
And I've been gone too long, and I'm hoping that you sing my song.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Plan Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the truth?
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to...
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on...
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's something.
We're back at you right here on the Monday, September 9th edition of Talking Heads. Let's get to these calls real quick, then I got to get to my picks. And we got an awesome final 15 today. We got Colin Cowherd and Michael Irvin chopping it up. Let's get to Skiller. Skiller, what's going on, brother? Skiller. And yeah, Skiller got a call back, and somebody must have come to clean Skiller yard. Talking Heads.
Naughty, what you saying, man?
Hey, what's going on, Chef? Everything good?
Everything good, man.
Oh,
everything
it's a pleasure to have from the world famous, you know, the Bahamian Bobby Flay, you know, the Bahamian Gordon Ramsay, Chef Kelma, Tropical Gyros in the building. What's going on?
Indeed. Yeah, well, you know, I was listening to the show. First and foremost, man, yeah, your team looked very well. Your Dallas look good in all phases. I got to give it to you. You look good yesterday.
And back at you, let me give you your credit, too. Some Miami I haven't seen done in a long time. Get off or up off the mat in the second half and punch somebody in the mouth. Like, come here. Let me punch you up a little bit. I was impressed.
Yeah, that impressed me, too. You know, but I gotta take offense to the Mystery Dolphin, man. We ragging on tour, right?
Man, listen, I got some Cowboy fans that do that the same way. I don't know what it is.
If you're a Dolphin fan, and you know, look, when Tua was getting drafted, I was one of them that wanted Justin Herbert. I ain't gonna lie to you. But you know what? In this offense, with this coach, I'm glad we got Tua. You understand? Because I don't see another quarterback that was available out there that could run this offense the way Mike McDaniels wants and needs Tua to run the offense.
Nope.
So if you're a fan of the Dolphins, you got to ride with your team. If you can't ride with your team, then don't celebrate when they win. I don't want to hear nothing out your mouth. You can't talk negatively about the quarterback like that and then want to enjoy the win. No, don't enjoy none of the wins this season. Since you have that negative approach to Tua,
now,
don't call in. Don't enjoy none of the wins. Don't shout and rave. And if Tua, if we get to the playoffs and we win a game and we get deep in the playoffs and things go very well for Miami, don't jump on the bandwagon because you say Tua is garbage. Okay? Let me tell you, if you look at those that touchdown pass, if you look at the pass to Waddle, Tua subtly faked off the defenders to get them to bite, to bring the safety up, to get those passes open. Yes, in the first half, he missed a very wide-open Tyreek Hill that could have gone for a touchdown. No doubt. Okay? But the whole team was playing lousy. But you understand what I'm saying?
No. Nope.
If you're going to ride with your team, ride with your team, buddy. That's all I'm saying. I'm a diehard Dolphin fan. I've been through the 17-0, and I've been through the 1-15.
Listen, on a separate note, I'm happy for your Dolphins, and I want you to revel in that Dolphin victory tomorrow. Don't make no plans for fantasy on beating the wife's team, because if you beat her team, I can sleep on the sofa. So ain't nothing happening. I would not.
Listen, I mean, she got Garrett Wilson going tonight. She got to throw 23 points to beat me.
She got a big dog. That might happen, though. That might happen. That could happen.
It could happen. I'm looking at it, and I say, oh, no, it ain't too bad yet, you know?
Yeah, but you got a juggernaut there, though. You got a solid.
Pearly, I beat up on Pearly in the other fantasy league.
My God, you half killed Pearly. Maybe that's why he's on a Zoom meeting right now and can't make it.
But anyway,
that's probably what happened.
Anyway, it's all good, man.
Good stuff, man.
It's a good season, a fun season. We'll see how it plays out.
And big up to your crew in Grand Bahama, man. I hear they enjoyed the action down there on the weekend, man.
Yeah, man. It was nice. I was there for a while. It was nice.
Yeah, man, but you know, you got to get me down there one of these Sundays.
Yeah,
so, you know.
We'll take a trip down together. Even if we just fly down in the morning and come back that night.
I just went gyro and bows, man. You know how I roll.
I got you.
In abundance.
I got you.
All right, my brother. Be safe. Good talk to you, man. You too. Take care. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Next one. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up? Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
Yeah, man. I was driving a McLaren, not a Ferrari.
My bad. I apologize. I don't follow the Dolphins that much. You know, it looked Ferrari-ish, you know.
I have some family members who can't hit a game, too, you see.
It looked like a car that I would never be able to afford, but it's nice. Yeah. It's all outdoors. But, yeah. So what happened?
They detained him, obviously, correct? Family, so, you know. Yeah. I was saying, too, right? I was watching the NFL Network yesterday, right? I see Michael Irvin, man. I mean, it was so hard. Oh, Michael Irvin being on a neck week, man.
Don't break my heart and bring it up. But yeah, they did some money cuts at ESPN, as you know. And you know from the year before when he had the lawsuit against Marriott and all of that. They got rid of a bunch of them. But you could find Michael Irvin on Fox now.
I watch all the Fox, all the things. I'm still there on Fox. I see all the things. I'm still the Howie that man.
Perfect example. Colin Cowherd today. Okay.
All the day. I mean it for the Sunday show.
No, on some of the Sunday shows. No, I don't think he'll be on. He'll probably make a return at some point. But they do have him doing Monday analysis, and they do have him doing the Friday and the weekend analysis. He's doing the actual final 15 to David Cowherd.
But that's when that quick going to lose a lot of ratings after this, because a lot of people said on the feed that they missed Michael Irvin.
Missed Michael Irvin. They got to bring him back. I'm telling you, that was more involved with the lawsuit from the Super Bowl with Marriott and all of that, because he sued, and ESPN didn't do the right thing. So, then he was on, you know, Undisputed with Skip Bayless, but that got canceled.
Bayless' rating was low, you see?
So now Keyshawn and Michael Irvin and Richard Sherman, they're on different programming, but they appear as consultants and contributors.
That was some good game, though. My page just got one, too, so, you know. So.
I good. You all had plenty of minutes. Tote it.
Yeah, man.
All right, be safe, man. Don't be a stranger. Call him whenever, man. All right, bro? Be safe. All right, man, that's the good stuff. Everybody who chimed in and called in and texted in. Listen, here's my picks for you real quick. And we got the final 13 coming up with Colin Cowherd and Michael Irvin. Don't forget, the picks brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. And don't forget, it's The Island Game Takedown. Play on their sportsbook by making a $20 bet, single ticket or parlay, and be entered to win with four drawings September. You're going to have a chance to win 2,000. October's drawing, you're going to have a chance to win 3,000. November's drawing, you're going to have a chance to win 5,000. And December's drawing is a grand prize that wins a trip for two, all expense paid, to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. So just log on to theislandgame.com. Set up your account today. Once it's verified, they're going to put some bonus bucks on there for you signing up. Bet it, set it, and forget it with the Island Game and their sports book, and they always remind you to play responsibly. Here's who I like tonight. I like the 49ers to cover the 3.5 points. I don't like it to go over. Despite Aaron Rodgers and all that, I still know a lot of defense in that game, so I like it under the 53, but I like the 49ers to get the Jets in this one. It's going to be a tough game. Both sides know each other, but we know what we get with the 49ers. The Jets, they're a work in progress. We'll see exactly who they are tonight. All right, for everybody who called in, texting, and chimed in, good stuff. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. We'll get to the break, flip side of the break. Colin Cowherd and Michael Irvin will take us home. See you tomorrow. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it.
I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along.
Printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. From banners to booklets to business cards, you name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
KFC Bucket Meals, now with larger, large sides. Make your wallet happier with a KFC Family Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, family fries, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4. A KFC Deluxe Bucket with 10 pieces of delicious chicken, 2 larger sides, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4 to 6. Or a KFC Party Bucket with 15 pieces of our chicken, 3 larger sides, and 6 biscuits that feeds 6. And we'll handle the dishes, plates and utensils included, so you can lick your fingers in peace. KFC knows value, and it's finger looking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale, and Michael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
They say it's the sun, and it's shining for all. But they use some people.
The playmaker Michael Irvin, 12 years, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and 3 rings. He is joining us now in studio, live in Los Angeles. So listen, Jerry loves to squeeze the marketing out of every moment, so he gives Dak that big contract before the game. And how, for anybody that says this, what about the critics that go, we like Dak. Everybody likes him. $60 million per. That's right. A lot for Dak Prescott. What would you say?
Well, first of all, I will say to some of those critics that are saying that right now,
you just said, a lot of those same critics said that Jerry didn't believe in Dak. And Jerry really did not want Dak. I mean, that was the fodder that was thrown around on all of these shows. And then when Jerry gives Dak, when Dak gets his money that he has earned, I don't like saying giving him his money, he's earned it. Then we turn it and say, well, is Dak really worth that much? I mean, yes, he's worth that much. If somebody paying him that much, and if Jerry would not have paid him that much, somebody else would pay him that much. So it's a rhetorical question to even ask, is he worth that much? Yeah, I think it's great that they got it done. And I said to you guys, I said to everybody, stop coming up and coming up with all of this stuff. They'll get the deal done when that slipper falls off Cinderella. And that slipper fell off and that carriage turned to a pumpkin and they ran down the aisle and got married again.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, that's what happens. Whenever you're talking about this kind of money, that's what happens. It's the last
minute. Well, we also know Dak can handle it. He's like a grown-up.
And that right there is what I was worried about. And I jump on air, and I jump out here sometimes, Colin. You hit the nail on the head, buddy. And I always say, I try to tell people, stop. Stop. Let's come on, guys. This is business. This happens every year in the National Football League. But it's a tsunami when it's the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Right? Because we all use it. We all talk about it. And I worry about the mental strength of the players. You can't talk money all offseason.
Yeah.
And then think you're going to walk into week one and whoop somebody in the National Football League and they've been talking ball all offseason and winning all offseason. It doesn't work that way. And I'm happy that Dak didn't fold and the right. Cowboys didn't fold. All he heard was money talk. He didn't have work with his number one receiver and those two showed up and looked like they didn't miss much of a beat, for week one.
They were great.
That's what I was happy about. Right? That's why I love Colin, man. Smart man. He knows both sides of the argument. I told Colin a couple years ago, he's the only man in the world that can argue with himself. He's the only man in the world.
My wife's not nearly as impressed with that skill as you are, believe me. So, it's funny. You look at the Lions last night. I thought they got outplayed, but they won.
But they won.
And I think, you know what? My whole life, if Detroit got outplayed, they lost.
Right.
So I looked at them and I kind of thought they got outcoached and outplayed. But I feel pretty good this morning about Detroit.
And if you're the coach, you say, you know what? It's not like I really wanted it, but that might be the best way for me. Because now they solidify what they've been saying to themselves. We're not the same Detroit Lions.
That's right.
We're not the same Detroit Lions. I don't care what anybody says. You got to, that's why we were talking about it earlier before we came on air, Colin. The importance of week one. So important because you're going to either validate what you've been saying to yourself all the time or you're going to leave there questioning what you've been saying to yourself.
It can become an avalanche.
It can become an avalanche. For Philadelphia to win that game the way they won their game in Green Bay, to have some struggles and to fight through it and stay together and then come down and win that game in the end, that's what they needed coming off the collapse they had at the end of last year. We need to know now if we have some struggles, we can stay together and win that game because that was the problem last year.
That's right. They folded.
So that was the great – it's some struggles in there and a lot of things to improve on, but that was a great first win. That's how I look at it when I look at week one. I look at it attached to last season. Is it going to confirm or deny what you've been telling yourself all offseason?
The playmaker, Michael Irvin. So I try to look at all these young quarterbacks and say, listen, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Derek Carr look great. They've taken a bunch of snaps, a lot of time on task. They're old guys.
Right.
And I look at these young quarterbacks and I'm like, yeah, it's pretty ugly. Here's what I worry about with Caleb. And I saw this in college in the preseason. He's a remarkable. I don't worry about the ego, the leadership, all good. Strong, solid kid. But Michael, he can be erratic on accuracy. Under 50% this game. 50% preseason. Three times last year at USC, under 58%. Sometimes when a guy is so athletic, it takes him a while to become the pocket guy. Now, Aikman was a pocket guy. It was different. Mm-hmm. Do you worry at all? He's got a defensive coach in Chicago. He doesn't have Sean Payton like Bo Nix.
Right.
He doesn't have Sam Darnold, Kevin O'Connell. He got a defensive young coach. Do you worry that Caleb's accuracy stuff won't get fixed with a defensive coach?
My thought here, and this is where I was with this, and I love the way you placed it, because what you saw yesterday was a young man saying, whoa.
Game's fast.
Whoa. I didn't know it was going to be like this. Because that one play, he made a spin. He spinned away from one guy, right? Oh, boy, that's the play. Right, he spins again right here. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I swear. I don't know how you guys built up that play. That's exactly what I was talking about. But in USC, when he does the first spin, he got another year to throw that ball. He was like, man, the rest of them dudes so slow. They only got one guy that's really going to the league on most of those teams you played, and that's the defensive end. You just spent away from him. Now you got all time. And then when you look up, ain't nobody attached to all of your receivers from USC. They're all running wide open. You can play one eye, one all kind of ways. But in the NFL, you had three or four jokers on you when you spent, they were still shooting at you. Woo, wait a minute, where this coming from?
Right.
And then on the back end, everybody has somebody attached to them.
Right.
So you had them now adjust to, and it blows your mind. I thought about it this way. We played and we've said, this man reminds us of Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
I went this way. I said, I wonder if that's what Patrick Mahomes would have looked like if he had to step on the field for his first game. You see, Patrick Mahomes didn't have to work.
He had Alex Smith and Andy Reid. Yeah.
So now, even the first year I'm not practicing, I'm not playing that way. Imagine the knowledge I'm getting in practice because it's Andy Reid as opposed to what Caleb Williams have.
Matt Eberflus, right, defensive young guy.
That you were just talking about. You see what I mean? Those are the things that we miss. And it comes down to Caleb Williams. I know you got physical capabilities. It's what's inside of you will determine if you can survive this. Because you're going to be looking in the mirror and questioning and wondering, boy, can I really play? Am I really as good as I thought I was? Because that's what this league does. You can win by yourself at Little League football. You can win by yourself in high school football. You can even probably win by yourself in college. You need a whole damn team on this level. That's right. Just the reality.
So Aaron Rodgers playing tonight. And I remember when Tom Brady had the one serious injury. The next year he came back, Tommy didn't want you near his knees. He would bark at officials if guys got near it. Aaron's played 4 snaps in 500 days. Psychologically, now you didn't have many injuries, but psychologically, how is that not in his head tonight?
Well, I had an ACL, and I'm telling you, that almost broke me, just being away from the game and coming back to that game. I'll never forget, I returned, I missed the first 4 games of the next season.
Yeah.
I returned against Tampa Bay. It was our first time really playing together, all 3 of us, Troy Emmett and me. And I caught the game-winning touchdown, and they had a picture in the paper, right, of me catching the game-winning touchdown. I swear to you guys, that's the only pass I didn't watch all the way in. I don't know how I caught it. I closed my eyes. I was so scared. I don't know what. Hey, even in the paper the next day, dog, they got me catching touchdown with eyes closed. Like, boy, why did they catch that pick? You know what I'm saying?
So but it did affect you.
Oh, my God. It's the hardest thing in the world. Why do you think Daniel Jones and Kirk Cousins look like they looked yesterday? And they played the game a lot of years, but they look like they haven't played the game at all ever. You see what I mean? Because they were not just worried about all that speed coming at them. They were worried about the capability of their own body holding up in the midst of it, because they don't want to go back through that kind of a rehab. And yeah, anything you thinking about anything on the football field, it makes you too late to think for football, and those things just hold you back. So I'm anxious to see what Aaron Rodgers look like tonight too. And remember, San Fran always gave him trouble. They always give him trouble. You know, when he was in Green Bay, San Fran was giving him trouble.
Yeah. So week one, you know, my takeaway is don't go too crazy on this. And I think it's just the sport is so popular and we love it. I will say this, though. The Chargers last couple years,
yeah.
If they don't score 30, they don't win. Yesterday, 22 points, they won comfortably. They ran for 175 yards. They didn't ask Justin Herbert to do anything.
Nothing.
I felt like they looked like Michigan.
Right.
Harbaugh's
right.
Got away, Michael. I don't know how he installs the toughness, but I watch them and I'm like, it's a rock fight. That's what they do. Every Harbaugh team, college or pro. It's crazy. How do they, how do you get a team to be, that was the softest team in the league, to be that physical?
And that right there, how do you get the team that was the softest team, and soft meaning every time they tried to get physical, seemed like everybody went down. Everybody was hurt. You know what I mean?
They were a terrible third down defense.
They had all the talent, but not the mentality. You know what I mean? We've seen this team. And here comes Jim Harbaugh. And he did this last time around. Because the league, he sees what the league trends for. It's all passing. It's all passing.
Yeah.
So now you're bringing in fast guys that can chase the pass. All kind of guys. The linebacker's getting smaller and faster. Everybody's getting small, so you chase the pass. And then here comes this dude, Jim Harbaugh, saying, oh, let's buck the trend again. Let's go back to just pounding,
yep.
Because everybody...
They look like Baltimore.
Right, they're so light now, and let's just pound. And he creates a mentality through training camp. He creates a mentality. And now imagine, you don't have to try to compete with Patrick Mahomes and beat him throw for throw. You don't have to try to say, okay, Patrick Mahomes, we tried to stop you with this defense for years, and that just didn't happen. That's just not happening. Well, what it has, like the teams like Tennessee, those kind of teams, they've given Kansas City Chiefs some problem because they just say, we just going to keep you on the sideline running the football.
Me.
Right. No, nothing. We want as little as you as we can get, and we're going to run this football, and that gives Kansas City some trouble. So, yeah, this gives them a shot to come in that back door right here, I think, the Chargers. Now, I'm not saying they're winning that division.
But stylistically, that can beat Kansas City.
But that gives them something.
Yeah.
That gives them something to work with.
Playmaker, always good to see Michael Urban, my man.
It's always good being with you, man.
He's working like on 90 minutes sleep, and he made it to our studio.
Yes, that's all I need on a Sunday night coming into Monday. That the Dallas Cowboys won. I'm good.
He'll catch up tonight. Hi, everybody. It's me, Uncle Colin. Subscribe here to get the latest.
But there is some people world. You never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.